N8ATX Mobile.
N8ATX, K8UFF, how's it going?
K8UFF, N8ATX, pretty good. How about you this morning?
Trying to wake up. I don't make coffee at home, so I'm used to hitting up the gas station in the morning, and they're not open yet. So, yeah, still trying to wake up. How are things going for you?
Things are going good. I'm loaded up, energy drink in hand, and I'm northbound to your location.
Awesome. Glad to hear. You didn't bring Shannon's bag of adapters, did you?
Negative. I can't find his adapters. So I'm going to have to get with them on what those cost and figure out how to just either buy them for them or give them some money for them. I've looked high and low, and I do not have them.
Life happens, man. Oh, yeah. Just, you know, he'll be there today, so he'll probably ask you about them. I know he's, it happens. People grab stuff. You know, there's when stuff, when you're working at stuff, stuff gets mixed up, you know. Just, yeah. Well, I really need that coffee.
Yep. No, I don't know what happened there, but one way or another, we'll figure it out. No, I'm surprisingly bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for only going to bed about 3.5 hours ago.
That's good. I think I laid down around 9:30, 10. No idea how long I was actually awake for, but, I got some sleep. Took a melatonin just to get myself going there. But yeah, that's probably why I'm still a little groggy and waking up a little.
Yeah, get you a little coffee going and you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I guess we'll talk more when we get there. Bob's on his way down. I think you and him are probably one of the first ones there. I'm not sure how Max is making it. He's usually pretty punctual, so he's probably already on his way if he's not there. And we'll get things going this morning. I think it'll be a pretty good morning. What do you plan on partaking in today? What part of it?
Well, we'll just see where I wind up. Max needed some, just an extra set of hands really working on some of the DMR stuff with the AUX-C people. So I'm like, well, I got nothing going on today, so I guess I'll come up north and help out with that and see where else I might be needed.
Perfect. Did you get your stuff fully signed off on? I know you were waiting on a couple left coming in.
No, I have not had a chance to. I'm not that worried about it today. I'm not mentally prepared for the rigors involved with that. So we're just gonna help everybody else get their stuff done, and I'll worry about me later.
Do you have your PTP book with you?
I might. It might be in my glove box here. I'll have to look.
Well, that's plenty of opportunities. So at any point, if you want to head over, and I've been in contact with Bob this morning, my understanding is you guys should bring it with you once you complete it even. Anything you're doing during the exercise that he can sign off on that he witnesses, same with Max and any of the other guys that'll be there, I know they gladly will. So it doesn't hurt to have it. And you can always print you off a couple of the evaluator sheets. And then Bob's always around up here, so I'm certain you guys can connect afterwards if you need to, if something was witnessed and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll feel it out. I just don't want to get too heavily involved in it. I want to help out where I can, and then still focus on some of the bridge walk stuff too, so we'll see. I know I've got it completed with the between the National Guard exercise that we do and the ice storm stuff. I've got it completed. I just got to get a Comel to sign off on it, but we'll figure it out.
You have those 7 items signed off that you have to do during an event?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. It hasn't been physically checked off, but I did all those things and they were observed. So I just got to get with, I'm going to get with Chris down at 911. He's Comel there, and he observed all those things. So I just got to sit down with him one day and get all the things checked off.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure you know that there is the opportunity there. And I know Bob, because some of his students that he's working with right now are not necessarily local to him, so they are, anything they have to do in person, there's those 7, if I have the number correct, they're going to make sure they get through those today, and the remaining things, they're going to do classroom work to get Zoom. So if there's anything you want to get involved with that, if you don't have Bob's information, make sure to exchange it. I can guarantee he'll let you slide in and sit through any of that. I know I watched a couple of things that they were doing last weekend, and you know it's a good forum that they got to get back and forth. So I'm looking forward to getting my class done so I can actually get my stuff done. But yeah, I just got to find a class that they're actually going to be doing soon, hopefully. And hopefully it's not absolutely too far away.
Yeah, at APX Mobile. Yeah, for sure. I know we definitely need another one down here because there's a handful of guys that I'd like to get through it down here in District 7. So hopefully soon.
Yeah, I know. I think Bob might be putting on something once they get stuff figured out again. Bob's a Comel and an Aux team. Or Oxy, so you can do the training, and then you just have to have a couple other people. Not sure exactly how it works with that regard, but yeah, it'll be nice. We have some local resources we can rely on to do that stuff. KEA, UFS.
That was weird. My radio didn't want to key up. Yeah, for sure. Well, eventually I'm going to get this Oxy done, and then after that I'm going to shift my focus on Comel. So hopefully within the next year and a half, maybe I'll snag that Comel too.
Yeah, I hear you with that. I need to get my 300 done, and I believe Bob is actually about, I think he is supposed to be able to teach the 300, 400, or he is able to. I get something scheduled. I need my 300 before I can. I got everything else done for my Comel except for my 300. I can take that class. I don't know if I want to do the Comel. They also have the ITSL, the Information Technology Service Leader, which is also something that very interests me based on my background as well. So I may end up trying to do both.
Yeah, eventually I'd like to have the full gamut. Comel, ComT, ITSL, Oxy, you name it, I got it kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I figure a lot of the task book stuff commingles. So I figure if I get my 300, I can go ahead and go to the class with my Comel and my ITSL and then work on both task books kind of at the same time. There's a lot of the things that sign off for one can sign off on the other.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're officially northbound down the bridge.
How's traffic looking? A lot of people head north?
You know, it's not too bad. Looking out over the side, Mackinac City's crazy, but northbound down the bridge is not too bad.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I just crossed over 134, under 134, so depending on how you make things, you may be there before I am. I'll have to be there because at Bryce's, now I got to let everybody in. The doors don't unlock till 7.
Yeah, I was kind of banking on probably having to sit for a few minutes. I just wanted to be over the bridge well before the cutoff time. In fact, I was having nightmares about it in my sleep last night. But, oh, look at that. There's four people riding in the bed of that pickup truck going across the bridge. Oh, that's got to be miserable. That's really unsafe. That I didn't make it in time, that I got to the bridge and the traffic was so backed up, and I missed the cutoff, so I figured I'd scoot across here with enough time to make sure that I didn't get hung up.
Well, if you have some time to kill, and you want to hit up Holiday, I definitely wouldn't mind if you picked me up a large coffee, just the regular roast. Nothing, no sugar, no cream, I can add it later. But that's if you have enough time and cash on you. I can always throw you some money when you make it to EOP.
I would, but I brought exactly $8 for the bridge fare, and that was it. I packed myself lunch and a cooler full of waters and an energy drink or two, and I headed out the door.
No worries, I completely understand. You've got a family you're supporting, so I definitely understand that. Growing up the way I did. Yeah, I get it. We will have lunch. At least that's the plan. At noon, Subway will be delivered. Hopefully we won't need that. My girlfriend also packed me a lunch. So hopefully we won't need it. But it never hurts to have it, just in case.
Yep. I have been at this long enough where I know how it goes. You wind up running on something somewhere, and then you're stuck somewhere for most of the morning, and you get there, and you're like, man, I'm starving. And then you're kicking yourself for not having something packed away. So, yeah, I got a few things in the cooler, and we're just going to see where I land today.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we should have enough coverage for our stuff. I'm not planning on relying on Max, because I know he has some coins, and then one of the instructor evaluators is not able to attend, so I figured Max would probably end up helping out there. One of our own WA-SSM, Robert Donaldson, lost his sister the night before last, so he will not be independent.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, when you talk to him, tell him I pass along my condolences. I haven't chatted with him in a long time. That's a shame, but totally understandable.
Definitely is. I lost my younger sister, younger than me, about 6 years ago now. And it's different. You know, she's his uncle, she's his aunt, eventually grandparents and stuff like that. You know, as I'm a parent. But, I don't know, it's different when it's someone you grew up with, so close, you know, sibling. It gets different, it gets home a lot harder.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and then not even, you know, family is definitely the worst, but just losing somebody that, you know, that's your age, that really gets you. My wife just lost a friend of hers that was 2 days younger than her to cancer, passed away, I think, Thursday or Friday. It's that hits you in the gut. You're like, well, when's it going to be my time?
Yeah, I definitely get that. Growing up, some of the stupid shit me and my brothers did, you know, life sucks sometimes. We get through it, but definitely knows when to kick you.
For sure. Well, I am rolling up on the toll plaza right now, so I'm going to get through there, and then I'll give you a shout once I'm through. N8APX Mobile.
N8UFF.
Good morning, KHDW.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Well, I'm almost awake. Just getting ready to exit the one right next to the EOC.
Okay, good to hear. I am just entering that construction zone just north of you, so I am just a couple minutes behind. So I'm getting a direct call.
Roger that. KHDW speed up. I'm here. KHDW speed up.
KEADON.
KEADON, KBSWR.
KBSWR, KEADON.
Yeah, just wondering your location, Max.
I'm in the EOC now. I'm actually on the 5-1 repeater. Hang on a second. I'm going to hop over to the 3-1.
Alright, I'll meet you there. KBSWR.
Charlie Echo, on the air. Control, this is Tango 22.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo November Victor, Mobile North.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Echo. Good morning, Jed.
Good morning, Chuck.
Another beautiful day in northern Michigan.
Yeah, it's really nice out. Enjoying the last few days.
Heavy forward with some cold, guy.
Well, we're operational. We got the donuts, so we have to get here. 58-7 Echo. Kilo Echo 8, Bravo November Victor out. See you in a few minutes.
NXP. Oh yeah, you're loud and clear this time. N8 DMH.
Thank you, Drake. N8 NXP.
N8 DMH.
N8 APX. N8 APX, N8 NXP.
Hey, an antenna attached.
See what happens. And I think I'm at the top of the mast too now. Not at the short one.
Okay. So you sound much better now.
Roger that. N8 NXP.
N8 APX.
N8 APX testing.
Oh yeah, that sounds great.
Problem solved. Don't use an icon.
Precisely. N8 DMH.
N8 APX.
The repeater, do you copy me better? You copy?
This is 49 EOC, looking for Hangman.
49 EOC, this is Hangman. I've switched back to this other frequency now. Can you hear better?
Yes, you are coming in nice and clear. The first time the pickup came through, could you give us a synopsis of what happened there?
I was sitting approximately 40 yards back on the boulevard here. All of a sudden, I saw a pickup truck or come almost to a stop and start turning to the road, and I was parked down, like I said, about 40 yards from Boulevard on the big gravel road here. Very clear what was behind me. I will not describe it over the air. And it appeared to me that as soon as he saw my vehicle, he came to a very abrupt stop and then quickly didn't reverse course, just quickly changed his steering wheel. You can see him turn the wheel and headed out with some speed further westbound on the road here.
And did he come back a second time?
He did come back a second time heading eastbound, at least. And when I guess the same pickup truck was approximately the same, so I was going faster, but not that much faster, but it appeared to me to be the exact same pickup truck, full body, full bed. No cap on the back as far as a raised cap of that nature.
And by Hangman. Hangman, this is 49 ELC.
Hangman here. Go ahead.
In the next 50 minutes, should you experience another issue like that, would you call it in right away, please?
I will do so. I was a bit anxious to call it in initially because with the traffic and the tourists, it could be anything. I have been rather watchful since then and decided finally when you were calling in that I would report that.
Okay, appreciate that, Hangman. Any other further concerns, please feel free to just jump in and call them in right away. Thank you for being out there, being our eyes and ears. And I have the Rook Tactical is headed out here in a few minutes. So when you hear that, you'll be wondering, who is that? So just wanted to let you know to add that to our tactical names, so you will be hearing that. This is 49 EOC W8 OCD.
W8 CCE, Emmett County EOC is closing down.
W8 EOC, this is Tango 24. Yes, I'm over here on the other repeater. I can't get the main one, but we are on location, just arrived.
To Tango 24, I saw it light up on this repeater here, and I still called it on the other one. That's just what I do. So thanks for calling in, Cody, and we've got you noted here. Stand by for another check-in in about 7 minutes. Thanks so much. Okay, Zone 70, this is 49 EOC. Could you come forward with your traffic report?
Yes, this is Zone 70. Traffic remains fairly steady and both westbound from my location. I have obviously not only switched to the other repeater, but driven up closer to the road itself. But other than that, traffic is southbound.
Zone 80, traffic report.
This is Zone 80. Traffic is light, very light, I would say, at this location. Back to you.
Love to hear that. All these years, people are understanding that we don't need to pile up, that it goes smoother if we just take our time. So thank you. Thank you very much, all of my zones. I appreciate you checking in. Glad to hear that traffic's light. Little bizarre on the westbound traffic there in Zone 40, but I guess, you know, maybe somebody decided to go do some more Labor Day fun touristy stuff. Let's think of it that way. So in about 4 minutes here, if everybody could switch over to the Pickford Rockview repeater, we're going to try some check-ins from there. I will check in by your incident assigned position, your tangle. So I'll meet you in about 4 minutes. This is 49 EOC, W8 OCD. This is 49 EOC. We're going to be switching over to W8EUP in less than a minute.
Tango 22 on the Mackinac repeater, or sorry, 24, Tango 24. Traffic is light here. We'll be heading back to the EOC. 49 EOC, this is Tango 24 on the Mackinac repeater. We were checking out here. Traffic is light, heading back to the EOC.
KC8 VS Portable, Northern Michigan Link repeater system. KC8 VSU on Northern Michigan Link repeater system.
W8DTC.
N8OK testing.
You gotta get up closer to your microphone. There's not
not a whole lot of audio there. You're pretty weak, and not a whole lot of audio there. Give it another try. Hey, do you make it?
NACH is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
There he is, KF8DMK. You're still pretty rough, but I got you now.
Interesting. So yeah, my other two attempts were with a couple of older antennas on the mic, but I'm shocked that they didn't come through. Well, this radio normally comes through pretty clear.
Most of that. That's interesting. I wonder if the repeater is just angry this evening. So, all right, I gotta get back to typing up my message here. So, we'll be standby for the NAT image.
All right. I appreciate getting back here with the signal check. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Back to listening.
88 WAM, signal check.
Loud and clear.
Thank you. 88 WAM, stand by for
that. I spoke too soon. You are bitten by the crackly noise. Yeah, the crackling noise was so bad I was not able to understand you that time.
That's a bit of a problem, seeing as I'm supposed to run the net tonight.
Oh, hey, now it's gone. You're fine now.
Probably that'll last for the entire night, right? There's no wind here, so I'm pretty sure that change is not coming from me.
I'm 100% blaming the repeater.
Did the antenna get damaged in that ice storm or something? What's going on with it?
No, it's just this little quirk. It likes to do it at the most inconvenient time, and then the time that it's, you know, nobody cares that it does it, it's not doing it.
So what I'm hearing is the second I key up for net, it's just going to crash.
Well, it's still crackling, but it's like nowhere near as bad as it was.
Roger.
Alright, I'm typing up a message, so I gotta finish it. Any damage?
This is KGTC, T-BarkNet in 5 minutes. Good evening, everybody. It is time for Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications OXCOM Net. This is KGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Chairland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet. Using the 146.86 repeater and Travis authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Carolina Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency search activities in our area. You will also pass the messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency, this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Moncton repeater. If the repeater is not working, please go to 14658 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for emergency or priority traffic. No station, sir. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, net control confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This is K8WPE.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Mike, Alpha, India, 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Kilo, Echo, 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu.
Kevin, Kilo, Echo, 8, Sierra, Bravo, Whiskey.
Bob, KB8, SDJ.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Caleb, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike.
Well, I think Drake, you were in there first, but I think you got stepped on. So we got Drake in there, NADMH. We've got Dave, K-A-W-P-E. We've got Kevin, K-F-8-A-G-Y. Mike, A-I-6-X-Q. Tony, K-E-8-S-B-J. Kevin, K-E-8-S-B-W. Bob, K-B-8-S-B-J. Jeff, N-A-D-X. Caleb, K-D-8-W-A-M. Anybody else? Let's go to the top list with Drake. Drake, N-8-B-M-H. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, N-8-B-M-H. Location is Hammond and 5 Mile, East Bay Township. No traffic.
Drake will be providing visual traffic later in this event. Let's go Dave, K8WPE. Dave, your location, any message to pass?
This is K8WPE on the west side of Silver Lake, and I have no traffic to pass.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, or here on southwest Spider Lake. I have no traffic. Net control, back to you.
Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mike, AI6XQ, South Lake Winnanaw, East Shore, no messages.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass? Tony, KE8SBZ, location, Rennie Lake, no messages. Outside of, it's warmer outside than it is in the house, that away. Back to that. Let's go to Kevin, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin. I'm in Forest Home Township, middle of the woods, not far from Bel Air. No traffic. Back to that from KE8SBW.
Bob, KB8SBJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SCJ, located in Burt Lake State Campground in Indian River, Michigan. And I'd like to announce that today I completed my position task book for auxiliary communicator. Very happy about that. So back to you, Glenn, KB8SCJ.
Congratulations, Bob. A lot of hoops to jump through for that one. Let's go to Jeff, NADX. Location and messages to pass.
This is Jeff at Herman Lair Road and Wilma and Seward. Annette, we're in the 50s, rain coming in, and no messages to pass. NADX.
Kevin, K8WAM. Caleb, K8WAM. Caleb, your location and messages to pass.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike. Outcast, no traffic.
All right, Caleb, you're coming in very good for a little while there. You're crackly, now you're doing much better. All right, Drake, if you have a digital message, take it away.
All right, this is NADMH. Digital traffic is as follows.
Anybody else?
KE8SBZ, full copy.
I missed it, KE8SBW.
KF8AGY. Looks like I've got on the transcription page the whole message, but never got the wrap labels to close it out and render it. So I will say I did receive 100%, but it doesn't look like the message ever closed out. Thanks. KF8AGY.
Ditto from KD8WAM. Full water pump copy, no rep.
KDMK. I have exactly the same results as the others with no rep.
All right, everybody. I have the same issue. I thought I had it, but I was looking at an older digital message I received. Yeah, for some reason the wrapper's not going on that, Drake. But it was 100% received.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure why that happened. It looks like it put the wrap at the beginning, but it didn't do it at the end, which is interesting. So I will dig into that. Back to you, Glenn. Any of you mentioned.
Just a couple of announcements. I remind everybody we have our board meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. at my office in Traverse City. We'll be using our usual bit of business, and I'm also would be like to drum up some more interest in mesh testing. Due to the number of nodes all over Traverse City and some really nifty ones coming out. I've got two that are size of credit cards. I've got one that I'm waiting for that has a 10,000 milliamp battery with it. So those of you who might be interested, join us. It might be something to develop an extra skill with. All right, that's it for me. I hope everybody enjoyed their holidays. Fall is coming. All right, I'm going to give the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club next and give them control. This is KGTC. Take it away, Carolyn Amateur Radio Club.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday evening Amateur Social Internet. MeshNet and the use of this repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is Eagle Delta 8 with the Alpha Mike, and my name is Caleb Charlie Alpha Lima Echo Bravo. I'll be the net control station this evening using the flip call sign W8TCM. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local active ham community and make announcements of local amateur radio interest and have fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the mesh net. All unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy and get your license and enjoy it here on the air. More information available at cherrylandarc.com. Before we start the check-in process, I'll pause the listen for stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority, please call now. Not heard. The check-in process for this net is to check in one person at a time. If we're checking, they acknowledge the station, and if we have doubles, sort that out, and then call the next check-in. This procedure allows us to resolve doubles on the spot and make sure we don't miss anyone. Often, when we hear a double, we can pick out one station, call for the second station right after. Thank you for your patience. We check in three groups, portable short time, echo link, and general check-in. This is W8TCM net control. I'll now stand by for portable and short time stations only. Please keep your call sign distinctly, followed by your first name. First portable or short time check-in, please call now.
Drake, can I be image?
Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec.
Drake on the list, and then I stepped on the next guy. I'm very sorry. Coming in.
Mike, Alpha, India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Was that Alpha, India 6, X-ray, Quebec?
Affirmative.
Thank you, Mike. Question on the list. And next, portable short time. Call.
Baker 8, Whiskey, India, Victoria, Tom and Cadillac.
Good evening, Tom. Got you on the list in the short time. And next check-in.
K8WPE.
Hello, Dave. WPE on the list. Next check-in. All right, and hearing none, that concludes our short-time station. Obviously, everyone's welcome to check in short-time at any time. We'll get to them right away. But right now, we will go to the top of the short-time list here with Drake. Take their check-ins and then proceed to the Echo Link and general check-ins. Drake, go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Hey, David. That was interesting.
Good evening, on 8 VMH. Not a whole lot to report here. We're working on projects and stuff. Clearly this one project I just worked on is not working properly, so I have to figure out what's going on there. So, anyway with that, I won't be able to meeting tomorrow. I actually have to go to Marquette for 3 days, so, and then I worked yesterday for 12 hours, so it never ends. Thank you there, Caleb. And 8 DMX.
Roger that, Drake. Unfortunately, I won't be much help with that project, as I have never actually used FL message. I've used FL digital, but never FL message. Fine business on the 12-hour workday there. Well, it's a good time to save a lot of money, eh? Or buy more radios, whatever floats your boat. Mike, Alpha India, X-Ray, Quebec. Go ahead.
Good evening, Caleb. Thanks for taking the net. Had a nice day today on the holiday. My wife and I did the Mackinac Bridge walk, the double crossing, and I'm sore. Other than that, nothing to pass on. Alpha India, AI.
Well, that sounds fun. It's pretty good weather for it. I know a couple of people who went up there and did it. My wife and I have talked about doing it, but never got around to actually getting up there. We've been cranking things in our home business here and pretty busy, so couldn't make it today. Thanks for dropping by the net tonight, Mike. Over to WB8WIV, Tom, in Cadillac.
Okay, Caleb, and thanks for taking the net tonight. WATCM, WDWIV. Well, we had kind of a quiet day here. I didn't do a whole lot. I kind of worked on my roses and stuff, and kind of just watched YouTube stuff and all that. We had a good Saturday. We had the Festival of Races, and the Buxaki Amateur Radio Club handled communications for that, so that worked real well. Friday I went to church and worked on the antenna system. I'll be up at the breakfast tomorrow. Breakfast hams. Carol and I are coming up. We're going to meet Vinny there. I've got a couple of antennas for him. And then after that, we're going mushroom hunting with my youngest daughter and her husband. Anyway, that's pretty much the story here. Everybody have a great evening. Hopefully you had a good day. 7-3, back to you there, Caleb. WB8WYB clear. Good evening.
Roger that, Tom. Roses sound nice. We haven't quite got that far yet. Better place that we're settling into here, but I'm sure it's in the works eventually. Looking forward to it. All right, and bottom of the short time list here is K8WBE8. Go ahead.
Good evening, Caleb, and thank you for taking the net. I've never been on the short time list, but we canceled all of our social engagements for this weekend, and Bev and I both are recovering from summer colds and sinus infections, and I'm going to go to bed early again. But I'm going to be well enough tomorrow to make it to breakfast, and I'm no longer contagious. So good hearing everybody on, and I may listen for a little bit, but no guarantees. Back to you, Caleb, W8TCM, K8WPE.
Well, sinus infection is never fun. Best of health and a good night's sleep to you, Dave. And I hope a cup of tea and a sinus massage will help you get feeling better. All right, we have wrapped up the short time list here. And we'll move on to Echo Link stations. We can expect a delay of up to 10 seconds for Echo Link stations checking in. That's why we have this separate section. Echo Link station, please call now.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
NADX, Jeff in Alaska. Good evening to you. Next Echo Link station.
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
59 WWU. I love your call. Kevin, welcome to the net. Next check-in.
Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet, Scott.
Scott, good to have you on the net. And next, check in.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, Kevin.
KE8SBU, another Kevin on the list. Next, Echo Link, check in. All right, it was none heard. We'll open it up to any and all check-ins. General Echo Link, if you can squeeze in there, or that time you didn't make it in the first section. Go ahead and call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu, Tony.
Call for UNG. We got Tony, KE8SBZ, and we have a Golf Yankee, if you would bring your call again.
This is Captain Kilo, Foxtrot 8 Alpha, Golf Yankee.
I don't think I quite got the call there. Kilo, Foxtrot 8 Alpha, Golf Yankee?
Roger, roger, you got it.
Hey, love it when I get it anyways. Distracted by the fact that there's three cabins on the list. I was pretty sure there was about four. I couldn't remember which. All right, you're down, and next check-in.
Daniel, KF8DME.
I got Kilo Fox 8 Delta Mike Echo, is that correct?
Roger, roger. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Echo.
Well, welcome to the net, Daniel. And that is a cool call. If you know any pilots, they'll like it. That's an acronym used in measuring equipment in your airplane. Next check-in.
KF8DMG, Eric.
Oh, very nice. KF8DMV. All right, we got distance measuring equipment and the Department of Motor Vehicles. Next check-in.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. And if I am remembering correctly, the call sign for me is not BMV, but it is Delta Mike Delta on the previous call sign, if I'm remembering correctly.
Thank you, sir. Eric, can you confirm that?
Yeah, that's right. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Delta.
Right to that. It sounds like I haven't been on this repeater in too long. There's a whole string of calls I'm not familiar with. Congrats to you all and your new license is a little late. I'm not as frequent as I should be. Next call. All right, any other stations for our first round list here? Fantastic. Good evening to you all, and thanks for dropping by the net tonight. Back up at the top with our Echo Link section here, November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff in Alaska, or in Traverse Center. How are you doing, Jeff?
We're doing great here, and hello, everyone. And having a brain moment here, I can't remember your name, but I know I've talked to you before many times, and but thank you for doing the net. And that, I think it's because we've been on short sleep. But, we just got back from Talkeetna on a camping trip. We went up there for a few long weekend and just got back an hour ago and got the car unpacked and getting things cleaned and just start working on cleaning up the tent here in a few minutes. And that, it's weather's, looks like we might get some rain. It's, we've got 60 degrees on the deck. And kind of a nice little breeze and kind of nice to be back home and we had a great trip. I hope everyone else went out and had fun this weekend and I think there's some port events coming up in Alaska in October, so I might send a flyer your way. I think they're planning something more national other than that, nothing else to report, so we'll pass it back. NADX.
Roger that, Jeff. My name's Caleb, Charlie Alpha Lima Echo Bravo. I've been pretty thin the last year here. I've been getting a house set up and moved and didn't have a radio up for, something like 6-8 months. Long time. Good to be back in the driver's seat here. It's been a minute, and I enjoy. The camping sounds fun. We're going to be going camping sounds fantastic. It was 75 here, and I was missing the fall weather that we had the last couple days. Really been enjoying that. All right, KD9WWU, Kevin.
This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin. And enjoying the breeze off of Lake Michigan here in northwest Indiana. We were in the mid-70s today here. I wish I was enjoying the mid-70s up in Traverse City area, but this will do. And everybody seems to be talking about camping. Well, we're going camping on Wednesday all the way through next week, Tuesday. So looking forward to doing that. And then we make our travels back up north on the following Wednesday or Thursday. So we'll be back in the Traverse City area probably about the 11th or 12th of September. And looking forward to meeting with the guys again. So that's about it. This is Kilo Delta 9 with your Whiskey Uniform. Let's say, passing it back to the net control.
That fall weather feel hits and everybody gets the itch for campfire and some more. Don't blame them. We've already got some more ourselves. But, you know, when it's 78, man, don't feel like a campfire, right? Or Scott, WX1J. And stand by, Kevin.
WATCM, this is WX1J, Scott. And I'm located currently in Bar Harbor, Maine. We just set up our camper for a week of riding bikes around Acadia National Park. And having a great time here. The weather is in the 60s in the day, and it's in the 40s at night. So we're starting to feel a little bit of that weather. It's a little bit colder than Alaska at the moment. So I'm in Maine and waving hello to Jeff in Alaska. Hope everybody's having a great time, a good holiday, sounds like it, and look forward to being back in Traverse City in a couple of weeks. I've had some great visiting with family here on this trip, and now we're just going to spend some time on the business end of a bicycle and having some fun. But then I'll turn it back to Caleb. Thanks again for taking the net. It's, you're doing an awesome job as usual. WATCM, this is WX1J. Good evening.
I was going to ask why you're running on EchoLink there, but that explains it. Wow, Maine. Long ways out. Appreciate your dedication to making it into the mesh net here. And we'll wave as your wave goes over our head all the way to the left door. KEA-SBU, Kevin, you're up. Stand by, Tony.
Thanks, Caleb, and hello, everyone. Yeah, it sounds like everyone else. I'm camping. Had a weekend that was quite a bit of fun. Got to swim with the kids, played around a little bit.
Hi, Daniel.
Back to net from KE8SPW.
Hello, Kevin. Missed some of that. We had some sort of fading thing going on. You were clean and just dropped right out. But you were on camping and had the kids out there, and we heard the hello from the kids. So that's the important part. Hi, hi. KE8SBB, Tony, you're up next. And stand by, ABY.
Hello, Kevin. I'm sorry, Caleb. You're doing a nice job tonight. Nice to hear your voice out there. I haven't been hearing anybody's voices lately. I think that camping is almost a northern Michigan thing. Well, I don't know if it's a northern Michigan thing or just a thing because it seems like people all over the place have been out camping somewhere. I've passed through Traverse City a couple of times this summer just long enough to get the gas and back out on it. Tried this last weekend with a small camper, the little 12-footer that's my Poda camper, which I haven't used much for radio. And I didn't use it much for radio this time either, but got my wife out in it for the first time, and it was kind of fun. And hopefully we're home for a week or two, and then one or two more last two rods before we put the campers up. So with that, looking forward to seeing people with breakfast. Well, if somebody is not camping in town, to have breakfast with me. So have a great evening, everybody. KE8SBZ, back to net.
All right, so the 12-foot camper sounds pretty cool. I had the opportunity to look at a 12-foot, what was it, Airstream once. That was fascinating. Wasn't expecting them to be able to fit as much in 12-foot as they did. It was very cool. And Polo camper sounds fantastic. I want to make one of those at some point. Kilo 5-8, Alpha Golf Yankee. Kevin, you're up next, and stand by Daniel. Kilo 5-8, Alpha Golf Yankee. Kevin. Got you on. All right, we'll move him to the bottom and call him at the end here and move to Daniel. Kilo 5-8. Delta Mike Echo. Go ahead, Daniel.
This is Daniel, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Echo. We've been pretty busy here. My friend Eric, KF8DMB, is here with me. He's having a sleepover, so that's fun. Not much going on. My dad is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because we own a bunch of houses there, and we're renting them, and one of them needs quite a bit of work. He was planning on coming home today, but he was pretty busy, so he ended up staying. He's going to stay the entire week. At least that's the plan. Hi, Jennifer. I hope you are good with the camping. Hope that it's all set up. So that's really what's going on here. I guess I'll talk to you next week. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Echo. Back in that control.
Roger that, Daniel. Did you say Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Roger. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, PA. KF8DME.
Yeah, that's quite funny. My parents live in Pittsburgh, Michigan, and my brother lives in Pennsylvania. But you caught me off guard when you said that. All right, over your brother then. KF8, Delta, Mike, Delta. Eric, go ahead.
Thanks. This is Eric, KF8DMD. I'm just hanging out at Daniel's house. We were playing Monopoly with credit cards, which was awesome. We're just hanging out now. Hi, Dad. Hope you're having fun camping. But that's it, KF8DMD.
Roger. I actually have seen that Monopoly game with the credit card. I never played it, though. I always played the old school one with the paper money. I love that you guys have sequential calls. I have that with my brother, but he's out in South Carolina, so I don't get to do sequential check-ins with him very much at all. Over to KF8, Delta Mike Kilo, Chris. And then we'll be at the bottom of the list.
Hey, this is Chris for Kilo Foster 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Well, pretty much same old going on here on the farm. Not much new on that end of things. I'm just doing more metal roofing jobs. But it was good to tune into the net and hear how everyone's doing. Not going to be able to make it to breakfast tomorrow. But hopefully, as fall comes on, I'll be able to start making it to breakfast again. Anyhow, thank you, Caleb, for taking the net. I appreciate it. I don't think I've heard you on since I've had my license. Anyhow, back to you. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Hey, roger, Fred. Hope it was the painted kind, that galvanized stuff. Boy, is it hot. We're trying for Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Golf Yankee. Kevin, you back around?
Is that a call for KF8AGY?
Roger. We seem to miss you the first time around, so we put you at the bottom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got my HF rig set up here, and I grabbed the wrong microphone. That's why you didn't hear me. Not that they even look the same, but, yeah, so this is Kevin here. I've been putting together my all of Zygu 100-watt station. I received my linear amplifier last week.
Spent a couple of days getting it working. Today I ended up retuning my new 4010 NFED, and was pretty happy with the results on that. Got a tune of 1.0 both with the 20-watt radio and with the 100-watt radio to 1.1 or better across all design bands. So I'm pretty happy about that, and with that information, I will be authoring the Ham Shack repeater article for September, which will be released somewhere around the 15th. So with that being said, Net Control, this is KF8AGY, WAPCM, back to you.
Roger, roger, Kevin. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to getting my HF station set back up again. Still just up VHF over here, but got a pretty decent station sitting around in my as yet completely disorganized ham shack. I'll be looking forward to that article, and it sounds like you have an excuse to buy a best band microphone for your HF rig. All right, bottom of the left here. We'll go ahead and stand by for any other questions you'd like to get some mesh back here.
K8VNA.
You got cut off there. K8VNA what?
Gary Giant. Hey, John.
Roger, roger. Hopefully there'll be enough time to get a new battery before your thing comes around. If you got a spare. All right. Anyone else with a mesh net? All right. Well, sounds like K8VNA took the bottom of the list here. Let's see. 14 check-ins on Memorial Day. I'm kind of impressed. I thought it'd be shorter. But, I mean, nice cool evening, maybe. Okay. Thanks to everybody for stopping by the net here. It's been wonderful to be back. It has been a while since I ran this. Great talking with you all. With no further check-ins, we'll go ahead and conclude the Monday evening social hour net. I'd like to thank everyone for being here this evening and look forward to speaking with you all next week. And before we close the mesh net, then we have questions, comments, or inquiries. And hearing none, this is Ben, Caleb, Kilo, Delta 8, with the Alpha Mike operating this evening as Net Control Operator under the clip call, W8PCM. This net meets again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the T-bar today. We'll now close the mesh net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening. This is NHJXQ. Anybody out there looking at the aurora this evening?